one, hanging out, and they all get a little sloshed by the end of it. And he somehow, the topic came up of 50 Shades of Grey, and it was so funny. He's like, aunt. Grandma, I don't know how to describe her, like godmother, but she was a lot older. She was just like, oh, that book is way too vanilla for me. Like, just woo. And then like they, her and this other girl start talking about this other book. And I'm like, wow, didn't expect to have this conversation here, but it's kind of funny. And then, you know, like they kind of disappeared in a puff of smoke, you know, and then that was kind of funny too.
Yeah, I want to read the book really badly.
You should. I mean, I got to the second book. I already own the third book by chance.
There's multiple books?
There's three books. I got halfway through the second and I kind of put it down. It gets, the one thing I have to say though, spoiler alert, this, it's not a spoiler actually. She's such a innocent V word, you know? Can I say that?
Virgin?
Virgin, yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Okay, fine. She's such an innocent virgin throughout the whole book that it gets kind of annoying. It's like, you're involving yourself in some really kinky stuff, okay? So, like, you either need to, like, give up on the innocence or, you know, like, jump into it. Stop being, like, so good and right, you know? Like, it's literally the... Okay, so
Sterling... Is this a movie coming out?
Oh, yeah. That's, like, the... That's going to be, like, the craziest movie ever. The movie will make the book better. I think this is one of those situations.
Why won't it move?
Okay, because they're going to get some, like... I don't know. Sterling was telling me. He gives me all the updates on, like, movie news. He was telling me that, like, actors are getting in line to, like, play that role. Christian Grey.
There was on Facebook. I'm part of this, like, Smart Pack, which is a brand. It's a brand of horse stuff. And it was, like, 50 Shades of Hay. And it was like the two horses went behind the barn and removed their halters.
And they were unbridled.
It was so funny. Oh my God, I was dying. I thought that was hilarious. If and when I buy Daytona, that is so going by his. That's going to be like mounted and laminated.
Yeah. Well, I liked your idea of calling your horse Christian Grey. I thought that was just a little weird and kinky of you, but you know, whatever.
Rock. Dude, that horse is a dominatrix.
With your flag out, you know, like.
But he is gray though. That's the funny part.
Yeah, he is.
I mean,
isn't
like,
he like a? Isn't it called a roan?
A gray roan, I guess.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they don't call thoroughbreds that. So.
Whatever.
That's what I said. I was like, all right. Well, he's still gray, in my opinion. So, do you want to talk about weddings?
Can we talk about weddings? Yeah. I mean, this one's like, she is literally spearheading the whole wedding idea for me. Because okay. I've never even thought about these ideas. So,
well,
she's like.
So, I don't understand. This thing is being really super annoying because it's not. I don't understand why this is not going in. I can't see. Oh, look, I can see. Okay. So, I was on going online just because it's funny to look up superstitions. Mm-hmm. And now I can't find my mouse. And so there was 50. It was a wedding traditions and superstitions, 50 wedding facts and trivia. And I'm not going to go through all 50. Some of them are silly. But so it's like good luck and bad luck. And it said one of them is like, okay, I've never heard of some of these, but brides tuck a sugar cube into your glove. According to the Greek culture, the sugar will sweeten your union. That would be a pain in the ass. I mean, that would just be like little grinds of sugar running down my fingers. I'd be like, okay, I can sweeten my tea now, but.
That's weird. I mean, do you wear gloves on your wedding day? Is that like a thing?
If you wear like a tea dress, which is one that just comes to like your knee, it would be cute to wear like little gloves. But I mean, unless you're doing the Cinderella thing, which I am not.
Right. Wow. Total visual there. Cinderella thing.
I mean.
Glass slippers.
I mean, maybe it's Greek culture to do that. I don't know.
That's weird. That's really weird.
Wait.
I feel like I asked you this earlier, but I really don't remember the answer.
Okay.
Are you going to do the thing with the freezing of the top of the cake and putting it in your freezer for a whole year and then eating it?
Marzipan doesn't go well. So my whole thing is that I would like to take a picture of it and save it mentally and not in my freezer because that'll take up space.
Marzipan?
Yeah. That's what princess cake is made out of.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh.
Nuh-uh.
Yep. Okay. It's a Swedish princess tart.
Cake recipe.
Marzipan. See, here's where we're getting into the problem because I'm a little concerned about if other people don't like our cake.
Ugh, you're right. I hate when you're right about desserts.
It's all mine. Speaking of which.
Did you see it? Did you see it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, how did you know to do that?
Because that's an evil laugh.
Oh, well, seriously, you need to go see it. Anyways, you need to go see, what is it called?
No, you know what? I can't stop thinking about the three fish in The Lorax.
Oh, I was going to say Thing One and Thing Two. No, The Lorax.
But no, it's like the little idiot. Oh, my gosh. I wish that we could hear it on here. The three dancing fish. They're pretty amazing.
They were cute. Yep. They're definitely cute. Yeah, all I remember is like the glistening eyes and the...
Was the city made of plastic? But we are so going off topic. Okay, back to superstitions. The English believe that a spider found in a wedding dress means good luck.
What? Oh, a spider?
The English believe if a spider is found in the wedding, there's a spider in there by tomorrow morning. No, thank you, but no.
There are spiders all over my house. It's crazy.
I'm not into spiders. Here's the part that makes me like laugh because we're screwed. So in the English tradition, Wednesday is considered the best day to marry, although Monday is for wealth and Tuesday is for health. And then Saturday is the unluckiest wedding day according to the English folklore, but it's the most popular day to get married.
What? Are you getting married on Saturday?
Yes.
Why would that be the most what are you going to have your wedding on a Monday? Like,
but it's folklore. I mean, it's who knows where this stuff came from.
I know. It's like the Bible. It's not relevant in this day and age.
It's more like, haha, look, we're screwed. So, you know, the whole like, okay, here's, so this, whatever this is, superstition, talks about how the groom carries the bride across the threshold, you know, into the door. And all the funny movies, because I so know this is going to happen to me. Like, they either hit their feet or their head super hard, or both if they're lucky. Oh, that's my favorite one. Dude. I know Justin is going to just wallop me.
Winded myself today like that. I was trying to walk through my door, and I had my computer in my hands. And, like, my computer literally was, like, an inch off to one side. And it hit both sides of the door. And the, like, because I have, like, this wall part here. And I hit both sides as I was walking out. And like basically ran into my own computer in my hands. Like, pfft, oops. I was winded. I was like, oh my God, that is so sad. I was all alone too. And I was like, ow! Nobody here there to hear me scream, you know? I was flabbergasted. It was horrible.
Maybe you just need like a full on bubble wrap
right
around the house.
Seriously. Did I tell you that I fell down my hill?
That does not surprise me because...
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm really bad at everything except for, like, when it comes to staying on my feet. Like, falling down, like, actually falling down is hard for me. Like, I can do, like, tripping, but I always catch myself. But I always fall, you know? Anyway, so I fell down my hill the other day carrying two
ass
cups
first.
Of coffee. No, let me tell you. It was horrible. It was, like, literally I sunk into my hill. I was wearing, like, regular shoes, but I was walking up the hill. And I had gotten Sterling a cup of coffee, and I was walking up with my backpack full of like a 20-pound. No, it's probably like 8 pounds. How heavy is a computer? Like 10 pounds? Like my 10-pound computer.
Oh, I have no
and
idea.
I have like a tiny. I'm kind of small, so like I get off balance really easy, you know. And I had two cups of coffee, so I was walking up my hill, which is nearly a 90-degree angle.
It's
really
ridiculous.
It's pretty ridiculous.
I don't know why you don't use the stairs.
Because I just really you have to walk all the way around, and like my house is right at the edge. At the side of the hill. Anyway, so it had rained. I was walking up the hill, two cups of coffee, got halfway up the hill, and all of a sudden lost traction in my shoes and literally like slipped down like really like in slow motion.
Were you coming from the house up down to the car?
No, I was coming from the car up to the house. Like okay. I literally was sliding like just down with two cups of coffee, nothing I could do, just like going down, you know, and like it was over. Coffee everywhere, like literally, like you should see my backpack. I didn't realize that it stained my backpack until I saw my backpack today because I haven't seen
it. That's red dirt too.
No, coffee, milk stains on my backpack.
Okay, so since we are just completely going off. So there is, when I was at College of Marin and I was doing this film class, which I loved. And this is a really good song, by the way. I love this. I should just play this at my wedding. We're just going to play the Dominican station.
And then when things get really crazy, we can play that. It's like Sandstorm or whatever that thing is.
What?
Desert Storm. What is it called? That like total rave soundtrack that came out in the 90s as well.
Oh, it's like the Now 21 or whatever it was.
It was before the Now, but you know.
Or whatever it was. Wait, okay. So I was at College of Marin, and this guy, one of those guys that wears sweatpants, sandals, and socks with Tevas.
Huh?
This guy. This is what he looked like to me.
What did you say was the T word you used?
Tevas.
What's a Teva?
Sandals with that strap with Velcro.
Like Teva? Is it called Teva?
That's what I call it.
I thought it was Teva. I thought it was like an Israeli word because Teva means like earth or something in Hebrew. I thought it was like, that's what I thought that was. Anyways.
No, that was cool. I don't know.
It's so funny.
Teva,
it's like,
Teva.
It's like the Dakine backpacks that come from Hawaii. Have you ever seen those? Like, if you're in Hawaii, people use the word Dakine for almost everything, but most commonly it is used for something that's, you know, not legal in certain states. You're just looking at me all kinds of funny. You're like, I don't know what the hell she's talking about.
Are we in code right now? Are we trying to be, like, nun rule?
I'm trying to be nun rule.
Am I thinking what I'm thinking? Is it a four-letter word?
I can't spell right now. No. It's three letters.
Yeah, ends with a T or starts with a W or starts with an M.
Anyways. Back to reality. Anyways, why was I telling you this?
I'm so sorry. That was so amazing. Wait, I didn't get to tell my story.
We're gonna stop laughing. You finish your story.
Okay. You were talking about the shoes, but I was saying, so this could go spiderwebs back to the story. The guy that we're talking about, and this has to do with coffee, he would wear sweatpants. Yes, just we're going with
the
your
Teva shoes. Oh, got it.
Yes,
right.
That's he wore Teva shoes. Tevas, whatever you want to call them. With sandals, like with socks. And sweatpants.
Time backpacks. There we go. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so yeah, there we go. Now are we back on track? Does it start with a Z?
Sorry, it was just a major spider web.
No, we need to have one of those Wheel of Fortune things. Does it start with
a spider web?
It was a total spider web.
It was a total spider web.
So I was sitting down on the actual like floor of the cement, like outside there's sort of these like little benches you can either sit on or you can sit down and it becomes a back. Anywho, I was sitting on the actual ground and he decided that he was going to sit above me and put his coffee right on top of where I like of the Stonehenge where I was sitting below.
Where is this?
At College of Marin, down the very bottom where the art lab is. Not art lab, sorry. Underneath the library? Library. Where all the film studio. It was film. So that was our meeting area, whatever you want to call it. So he like went to grab it and like kind of hit it because he's an idiot. And it was like the tiniest bit of milk. I mean, sorry, of coffee. And the rest was like milk and sugar and honey. And I could just feel it. And it was one of those classes where it's like not just an hour and a half class. It's like a 4-hour class. So it's not like I could leave and come home.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it got so sticky and stinky, it was horrible. All of my hair was so PO'd.
That's not fun.
It was not fun. Should I go back to weddings? Or are we totally digressing?
We're digressing.
Okay, what's next?
Oh,
That was what I had to say.
That was what you had to say. Do you want to hear what I remembered what I was trying to say.
Okay, go.
Oh, well, okay. So like in Hawaii, Dakine, like they have that backpack called Dakine. And like, okay, if you use the word Dakine in Hawaii, like you're like, hey man, you got some of that Dakine. Like it's like a.
Gotcha.
It's a local stoner word. Is that legal to say on the radio?
Sure.
Cool. Yeah. So like, I think it's really funny that they have these like whole backpacks that are called Dakine. Like they got Dakine surfboards. Like that's so funny. Like it's basically like, you know.
It's kind of cool that they would use innuendo that only if you knew the culture background of it.
Yeah.
Then that's why it's funny.
Yeah, agreed.
It's like people who aren't in that culture aren't going to know it.
And what perfect,
like the Burning Man symbol, you know, like the triangle head, the stick arms and legs. Unless you don't know it.
I don't know that.
You don't know the Burning Man symbol?
No.
Oh, see.
I don't know everything, contrary to popular belief, you know. Did I tell you what happened to me today?
No.
A girl came up to me and she was like,
"Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I like the
story." She's like, "I already told you."
No, but tell me.
Like,
tell the world.
She like had a newspaper open. It was before class, and she walks up to me and she was like, "Do you know what's going on in Syria?" Like really loud in front of everybody that was there. And I was like, "Actually, I don't." She's like, "Okay, if she doesn't know, nobody knows." And I was like, "Wow, I just realized what kid I am in the back of the class, like the one that everybody thinks is a know-it-all, and I kind of do know a lot, but not all." Oh my god, I'm that weird nerdy, like fully crotch the wall. Doesn't make the same. Can you say balls to the wall? Is that?
You're so funny. Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I need a list of what I can't say. I need like a personal like 5-second timer, you know, thing that can like bleep me out if I say the wrong word. I feel so guilty. It's just weird because we're at school. Like it'd be one thing if we were like, you know.
I mean,
not.
I don't know. It's what, you know, my way I think of it, like, what do I not want my family to hear?
Yeah. I have a different family situation.
That's very true. I mean, it, you know what? It's actually very different for me, too. It's like, what would I want my parents here and then my parents up north to know? I would just say different stuff. But the other thing is there's two different worlds.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. My parents are kind of like, you know, I'm the result of some like hippie stuff, you know, like my parents.
But that's pretty cool though. I was actually thinking about that. Like, you know, I have a broad spectrum of children that I teach and have learned what their parenting styles is, because along with the kids come the parents. So really it's not just one client I'm taking on. It's a four sort of client. You've got the grandmother, the mom and the dad always that show up. And some kids are from these specialty schools like Waldorf or Montessori or what have you. And
Steiner.
And then I've got kids like who go to public school and then the private school. They're all great kids in their own different ways. It's just that you can definitely see what the difference of parenting and like... For example, one kid that I teach, she's an amazing kid. She has an interesting family dynamic, and unfortunately, only the dad is there. But, you know, and it's a lot for him to do. But you can definitely, like, see, because I don't know if she doesn't like me or whatever, but she...
The mom?
No. The mom's not there. It's just the dad and the girl. I'm not even going to go into what's going on with them, because it's not right. So, but you can definitely tell, like, for example, like people who are missing a family member, like how they connect, the kids connect to me. It's very interesting, the difference between like different schools and different family dynamics. Like your family dynamic, as you're saying right now, and like what you would say on the radio and how different mine is. Is this too deep for you?
No, I'm very curious what you're saying. No, I'm listening because it's interesting. Yeah, keep going.
No, I was just saying, I mean, it's really interesting how different people are because of their environment situation.
Right. No, I absolutely agree with you. I mean, it's like, yeah, you look at people and their backgrounds, like their background has everything to do with it. Like
it's everything. I mean, it's from the people that you meet when you're younger. Like, okay, for example, do you remember a specific day when you were younger? Something that really sticks with you?
Oh, there's tons of them.
I mean, like ones that you're just like, because of this, now I don't do that.
Or yes. I have a lot of those.
Yeah, me too. But I mean, those sort of things really change you. And right. The thing is that I think there are two types of people. I think one is the person that learns from other people's scars. While it's noble, unless you don't do something, you're never going to get scars that you've learned from.
Right.
Like you've lived your life through other people. And then there's other people who, yeah, you might be able to listen to other people's like scars, but you give yourself your own scars because you wanted to figure it out. I'm that person. I always mess up.
Yeah.
I mean,
I find that life has a lot of lovely hard lessons for you, just paved around the way. I saw that the other day. That cracked me up. That was a good Facebook post.
Which one?
If I can remember it correctly, I'm horrible repeating these things.
Was it a quote? It's
not funny. Yeah, it was a quote, and it was like.
It was from.
It was like, oh, my life's going smoothly. God says, don't worry, I'm on my way, or something like just ridiculously stupid like that, like, or like, or bad day, or I don't know. It's something funny, like, not God-like, but you know, whatever.
It's interesting. I've just been, I mean, right now, like, we're at this age. I'm not saying, usually, when do you graduate high school? You're, like, 18 almost, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then 18, usually kids go right into
college.
College, you know. So, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. So, really, they're graduating when they're 22. In my eyes, it's weird how young I now felt when I was 22. Like, yeah. I thought I was on top of the world. I thought I was, like, old.
Yeah, me too.
And now, totally. Now I'm looking at everything going, oh, my God, I'm 26 years old now. And I'm actually realizing that there are things that I need to start doing. Justin, if you're listening, that doesn't mean I'm going to pick up a vacuum and start cleaning the dishes.
Don't get it twisted.
I'm saying the spark is happening.
I feel you. I can't believe I used that phrase. Excuse me. I understand you. Feel ya.
You feel me?
I feel ya.
Are you feeling me?
No, but like I totally get it. Like I had that kind of spark happen to me the other day. I was like, oh my God, like I'm gonna clean the bathroom, and I cleaned, like I literally detailed the bathroom, like it was sparkling nice. By the time I got out of it.
Yeah, it's so strange. I mean, I'm not saying that, like, you know, people should get used to this, but just everything. I don't know. Where was the one I wanted to talk about?
There was what is that? Is that
it's a wedding cake?
Are those your initials or is that somebody else's?
No.
That would be brilliant, actually. That would be a really brilliant website marketing tool to be able to write any initials.
Well, they
while
have
looking
that.
At that cake.
That's what they have. They have that.
Oh my God, technology is so advanced. I'm so out of the loop.
Oh, bummer.
What's so bummer? Me?
No. I was reading.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
What? Yeah. Some 41.
Doesn't this make you feel old?
Yes, because this was like.
This was like the crap.
It was like a yellow CD.
I don't even remember the CD, but I just remember how. Like, that was when, like, American Pie came out. Like, that was what was cool.
This is a good song, though. I mean, it was a good song. That was a good song. Who I really liked was I can't remember the name right now.
Jason Bates.
Trapped. I was really into Trapped for a while. I got Justin into that.
Is that a band?
Mm-hmm. The guy is super sexy. Like. Him and Jason Rioma, whatever his name is. The guy that was in Game of Thrones. The guy that ended up dying and then being brought back to life.
I see Game of Thrones.
What?
Yeah, Sterling's like says the same thing.
What?
I couldn't get into it. Okay, granted I really didn't watch the whole thing, but like I don't know.
You can't skip around in that movie. What did you not like about it?
It was just kind of like, I don't know, it just felt really graphic. And then like I wasn't really
graphic. What do you mean graphic?
Game of Thrones?
Graphic in what way?
Like, it was just like killing, merciless killing, and like screwed up stuff, you know? I don't know. I really didn't give it the time of day. I'll be honest. Like, I didn't watch the whole thing. And like, I kind of just sat in after like the first 10 minutes that it started, and yeah. Or maybe I watched the second episode.
Wait, you only got in. You only watched 10 minutes of it?
I don't remember.
You gotta start over. It is really graphic.
I mean, like, I like Spartacus because I thought Spartacus was really like.
Did the new one come out? Because there's like the pre.
I don't think
there's
so.
No.
Sterling texts me if it's coming out. I don't know.
Yeah, or when it's stuff. Coming out. That and Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones.
What were we just talking about?
Yes, Spartacus. Game of Thrones and Spartacus. Okay, so there's this tradition. I'm sorry, we're going back to weddings really quick. So have you ever heard of the tradition with the garter belt?
Is that the one where they throw it at people? They throw it at the dude to get like...
Spell garter.
Yeah.
Garter belt wedding tradition. Okay, so
correct us or not.
So okay, so there's this tradition in a wedding, and it has to do with the garter belt. And this is exactly what I was going to talk about. So okay, so I guess this was started in France, and at the end of the wedding, it was good luck for the guests to rip a piece of the bride's clothing off. Like, a piece of her wedding dress in your hand would be good luck for her. It represented, like, the consummation of the actual wedding. So then it changed to...
It's ripping. And it, like, it's females consummating their wedding. Like, I mean, not to be a feminist or anything, but, you know.
Yeah, so...
That's totally, like... You know, rip your wedding dress. I paid a lot of money for this.
Yeah, well, back in the this
You're
is back in the day.
My dress.
So, and then what happened was, then it turned into the guests being able to check out her like hosiery to make sure that the consummation of the marriage happened. That's what it translated to. The guests of the wedding. Yes. And then it turned into the garter belt, but here's the thing that I don't get today. And my dad was Devin was talking to me about how at his last wedding that he went to, the groom, not Devin's in particular, but last wedding Devin went to, the groom stuck his head up her wedding dress. The bride's wedding dress, grabbed her garter belt on her upper thigh and took it off with his teeth. I don't know if I want to do that in front of everybody.
I feel like I've seen that before.
There's a picture.
I mean, like, it had to have been on a movie because I haven't been to anybody.
No. And because that's what the man throws. That's what the groom throws to his guys. Whereas the girl throws the bouquet to the ladies.
No, I get that part. Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know. I think that's also a little weird, though, don't you think? Like, I don't know. I guess if I was a dude, I wouldn't want anything close to my woman's thighs on near any other dudes.
But this was a custom back in the day.
Right, but it's still happening today, is what I'm saying.
Oh, sorry. It's like two songs are playing at once. It's very strange.
It is like two songs. I think there was a commercial band.
Oh. It was very strange.
Though, right?
I don't know. Actually, to be honest.
Speakers?
I don't know. Hey, let's take a quick break. Why not, huh? So you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is your host, Miss DJ Nova and
Leo.
And we'll be right back after this song. See you guys in a bit. I'm surrounded by life. Everywhere I turn, I'm surrounded by imposters. Everywhere I turn, I'm surrounded by identity crisis. Everywhere I turn. Attention, please.
you're not like this and that, you're gonna have to leave. I came from the mountain, the crust of creation. My whole situation made from clay to stone, and now I'm telling everybody I don't wanna be anything other than what I've been trying to be lately. Think of me and I peace of mind. I'm tired of looking around rooms, wondering what I gotta do or who I'm supposed to be. I don't wanna be anything other than me.
Doing anything for Halloween?
No.
I kind of wanted to go out for Halloween, but at the same time, it's just so much work and effort.
It is. It's like, I really have no desire to spend like hella money to go do something for Halloween. Hells no. You know?
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I wish that we could. I mean, it would be really fun. Okay, let's say without the time and effort and blah 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 it takes to do that stuff, what would you want to be for Halloween?
You know who would I be?
Yes,
I see it every year and I always am like, ugh, I wish I was that. The girl from The Fifth Element, and this is probably my last good year to pull that off, you know,
Lilu,
yeah, like in the orange jumps, like the orange hair with the jumpsuit.
You would totally wear the jumpsuit,
not the white one, not the one where it just like covers her nips, you know.
Okay.
not that, the one where she wears like towards the end that has like the orange like overall things that go over her, just her crotch and her ass, excuse me, butt.
Okay, I'm looking this up.
Yeah, I'll show you like this girl I know actually did her for Halloween once. She actually looked so much like her. It was ridiculous. I didn't know. I wasn't with her or anything. I saw it on Facebook. I'll just sound like a stalker. But I am a Facebook stalker. Are you a Facebook stalker?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I'm such a voyeur like that. I absolutely like...
But that's not very much a voyeur because you're kind of spying.
This one.
Oh, that one. That one's pretty cool. The one looks like she's wearing cheese.
Cheese, yes, cheese. It goes under the crotch.
I get it.
Like a human thong.
That's funny. You're not going to wear it. So you could just do duct tape with the other one.
This outfit? Like, I would never wear that in public, dude.
I was wondering. I was going to say, wow, you are a little vanilla. You're like vanilla on the dark side.
Yeah, you'd have to probably get me really drunk.
I'd like to be...
To get me to wear something like that out in public. Not to mention how cold I would be on like October 31st. I'd be like, I'd have like a whole like fur coat from my hair growing back in from how cold it is and having goosebumps the entire time.
If I had the body to do it, I'd be that chick, Jessica Alba from Sin City. I think that'd be so much fun. I've got some great chaps. Look her up. The Jessica Alba with chaps.
My gay would love you. He loves Jessica Alba. That would be the female he would be if he was a woman.
I mean, it would be super fun. If I had the body to do it, that's my goal. Jessica Alba, Sin City with chaps or something to that extent. I'd either do that or I would love to. I mean, because the thing is, you spend $150 on the money to...
Oh, she's like basically wearing like the Catwoman outfit, right?
No.
Yeah, it's like chaps.
It's chaps, but she's... Yeah. Yes, I would sincerely love to wear that.
Did even those make her look a little bit fat? If they make Jessica or, fat, then like...
Or this is really funny.
They're just not fit for human.
I would like for Justin to be a farmer, like a sexy farmer. And I'd like to be a skunk. Tell me you get it.
I don't get it.
Oh.
Oh, I do, like, just because of Justin?
Like, what's that word that you use? The backpack labels.
The kind.
Thank you.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
I get it. That's actually really cute.
They've got some great outfits. They're actually pretty cute. I just don't like my legs that much. See, the thing is like, that's the other thing we have to do. So the whole wedding, going, jumping back to the whole wedding thing. So I'd like to get this wedding reception dress. It's like $60, right? And it looks super cute. So I could not have to wear that big old dress for, I mean, I like to wear it for a couple hours, but then I want to change it to this. So my credit card, right, on Thursday, it must have dropped out of my pocket in my driveway and I couldn't find it. Could not find it. I looked everywhere. And then and I looked inside and I thought I dropped it in the house or where we'd just gotten lunch. And then like the next day it shows up like at the very corner of my grass and I'm just like, oh, come on. Like somebody totally used it to get Starbucks, which I got all solved and everything like that. But here's the thing that sucks. I now have no credit card or debit card to use. So like I need to order this dress. And oh, you tagged me.
I did.
I got tagged. But it just sucks. I need to order it. So I have to like go out my way, like give somebody money and use their car. It's just so stupid. I hate it. I just don't like it.
Going out and using someone else's card.
Yeah.
Whose card?
I don't know. My mom's or Justin's. Depends on which one I want to use. It's just a pain in the butt. Cause I went to the bank and I was like, well, I need to make this purchase and I can't do it. And they were like, well, we can't do it. And I said, well, what's the point of being linked with them? I mean, really, they should know all this stuff. Like, I would have done the purchase right at Wells Fargo, but they wouldn't give me the numbers to the card. It sucked.
Where were you?
I went to Wells Fargo to go get the numbers so I could make the purchase.
For what purchase?
For my reception dress that I'd like to buy. Online.
You just got a cashier's check. Oh, online. Gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So I have to have the numbers and everything, and they don't know it. And I was like, well,
that sucks.
I think that all this stuff should be linked. If it's being sent to me, then it's going to get linked to me.
Right.
They should already know what the numbers are, not the numbers when I, you know.
Can I show you something?
Yes.
So Sterling's getting really comfy these days. Like, and he like tried on my sweatpants. And I happen to have dude sweatpants. Like, not from a
dude.
Is he going to
kill you for saying this?
No, not at all.
Oh, do tell.
He rocks this. I'll show you in a second. No, so he put on my sweatpants the other day, which, to be fair. Like,
you're a Mighty Mouse.
Huh?
You're a Mighty Mouse, and he's like big, tall guy.
Okay, but to be fair, they were some other dudes. Like, I got it from a girl who's, she's like, this is my ex-boyfriend's. He's not here anymore. You can have these. You know, like.
Oh, one of those?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't that. Excuse me. It wasn't that catty, but it happened like something like that. Anyway, so he's been wearing my sweatpants. He's like, your sweatpants are hella comfortable. So he just tried on my actual, like, pajama pants. They're like a breeze and like adorable. Look at that tushy. They're my candy cane pants. They're like Old Navy from like circa like 19 or probably actually 2010. But no, wait.
The striped blue pants are hilarious.
They were probably
hilarious.
Almost 10 years ago, actually, now that I think about it. There's like a burn hole for my cigarettes. Yeah.
Which you aren't doing anymore.
I quit smoking, ladies and gentlemen. I did. I took Chantix. It worked. And then I got really sick from Chantix. And I just decided that I wasn't going to try to poison myself to quit smoking.
Like sick,
anymore.
like you're like, going to throw
I
up?
I threw up. Yeah, I threw up. And
well, it's good. That means you were smoking and your body said, oh my God, that sucks.
No, I just threw up, not because of cigarettes, not because I was actually smoking. Just I took it early in the morning after being a little hungover. And yeah, I vomited the entire day. It was disgusting. Yeah. But, I mean, I did get nausea before that. Like, it wasn't like it was completely random and just because of the hangover.
Yeah.
No, it was like I had had serious nausea for the last, like, week that I'd taken it.
Would you be weirded out if I played old people music at my wedding?
This shit?
Yeah.
Sucks. I love it.
Me too.
Yeah, Sterling's a little this stuff too.
Me too. And like, and the thing is, I'm like so worried that some people are going to be like, why is this playing? I like this music.
Dude, let's do it. I want the whole soundtrack from Forrest Gump.
So here's the deal. Like, Justin and I are supposed to pick a song out to to like dance to. We've talked about it several times,
oh,
but oh,
that's the
see?
One thing
oh
I know.
Oh my God! What's your song?
Mine's the I can't believe mine's going, but At Last by Etta James. There we go.
Oh my God, that's so funny. That's one of the ones I actually was thinking of. That's hilarious. Well, I found this is one country song.
But Sterling likes Frank Sinatra and stuff. It's pretty awesome. He's so cute. He's like this like 6'4" black guy bumping like Frank Sinatra. This little tiny like what is it called? GTI. Black GTI, like just rocking it. It's a funny story.
I don't know if someone can hear. You could plug this in, I could tell you the song I want to play. It's You and I by I think Chris Young. Just look it up on YouTube. Maybe, I don't know. Look it up first. Maybe it's You and Me, I don't know.
Chris Young, You?
You, that's it. Do you have it on YouTube? Tell me what it starts to play. Oh. Yeah, this whole choosing the song and then going down the aisle and everything like that, it's making me freaking nervous. I can't handle it.
Dude, if you just put on Frank Sinatra, you would not be disappointed. It'll be, like, totally cute. And then play, like, as I said, Desert Storm.
So, okay.
Is this it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, really?
Oh, plug it
Sorry.
In. You have to turn it up. There you go.
You guys are so sucky. Blue skies
no
don't seem so way.
Turn it up a little bit. Stars this, seem to that's be the song I want, but he like hasn't said yes or no. Around, that's my song. I like start to cry. Let me break it down, cause what I'm trying
you don't
to
like
say
it?
Is no one
gets me oh, yeah. like
you
when
you
kiss
me.
Like it?
Girl,
I
mean,
you, rock you know what? It's country. I mean, country's not my genre. It's not my genre.
It's perfect for Justin and I, though.
Good old girl.
Boy,
it's like, this is totally your brand, dude.
It's so perfect.
Yeah.
I really love him. We're getting married.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome, dude. In a whole new
direction. I can see Justin singing this song. Justin, you could totally rock it out with dancing.
Dude, seriously, like, wear your, like, white shirt and your, like, Wrangler
jeans. Oh, my God.
With your plaid t-shirt on top and, like, just walk out with the guitar and lip-sync.
See, I love this song.
That's exactly what this music video looks like. Wait, I'm sorry. He's wearing a full service car wash t-shirt.
Oh, it's so cute. My scooter.
I'm not going to make fun of you.
No, it's good. You know why? Because I totally own this.
I own it.
I love this song. Okay, we can go back to
regular music. How do you feel about Nicki Minaj?
Play some. It's not that I don't like her. It's the fact that, like, okay, this is going to sound super weird. I'm a little jealous that she can be so Barbie-like and have such voluptuousness and not be bugged about it.
Yeah.
Like her alarm clock song. Sound the Alarm.
Yeah, it's called Pound the Alarm. That's the song I was playing.
Yeah.
This is what's to play for you. Sound the Alarm. Yeah, it's on. What do you think about her?
I would love to be like that 24/7.
I would want to rock that tushy.
No, I mean, Justin has a thing for the Latina-ness, and I would love to just be a little flavor. It'd be fun. She's Brazilian, isn't she?
Trinidad and Tobago.
Oh,
whatever. She's like Rihanna, you know, like that area. Caribbean style.
She's pretty, no, I know, but what I'm saying is I'd love to be that person, but she's pretty awesome. I mean, but how much of what is going on is she doing, though? Like the music, is she doing it? Is she making the music, or is she just?
Is she singing?
Well, I know she's singing.
Or is she doing like the mix-up?
Is she a part?
I think all of these songs. I think like it's like, you know, like Britney, Rihanna, like all those people. They get
given these songs. Like, have you noticed that all the songs now have dubstep in it? Like, it's because dubstep's becoming really popular.
Yeah.
And
well, it's mostly
that's what
Skrillex
the mixers are doing.
Yeah.
Dubstep.
Yeah. I like this stuff.
I like when she says Salmila. Like,
Salmila.
That's what I love about dubstep, though. Do you like dubstep?
Yeah, I do. It has its time and place, though.
If I have a long day of work and I listen to dubstep, it keeps me on edge. It's like drinking a cup of coffee for me.
Really?
Like, it keeps my brain.
See, I've got mouse with me all the time, so I don't listen to anything that could, like, hurt her ears.
Really?
Yeah.
You're that good of a mom. You make me... I smoke around my dog.
It's so bad for him.
I know.
So bad.
Look at that. Have you heard that song that's like, A, titties, titties, like...
No. No. I would never listen to that.
It's horrible. It's only to laugh, but it's so funny. That's, like, all I can think about right now is, like, seeing her dance. It's like...
Did you know it's like 5 till Halloween? So you're not doing anything?
I'm not doing anything for Halloween.
I'm not either. And I don't know if I feel like I'm worthless and should be doing something, considering that we've never done anything. Ever.
You've never done anything for Halloween?
No. I've gone out a couple times, and no offense, Justin. Fine. I would love to go out, though.
You'd love to go out?
Yeah.
This might be your last year.
No, you know, no, it won't be my last year, because then think about how much fun it's going to be to go out with a kid. That's actually, I'm super stoked.
Oh, okay. We are totally talking about different things then.
Do you like the song, my last
year. Do you like the song Paradise by Coldplay?
I am not into... Oh, are we listening to 2 songs at once?
No.
Yeah, that's playing, isn't it? Yeah, I'm listening to yours right now.
You're listening to Hall & Oates.
No, but I like them, isn't it? That's my favorite song. Justin hates this.
Oh, yeah. I love you.
I love this. You know who this reminds me of? Bianca and Bernard from Rescuers Down Under, whatever it was. When Bernard finds out he really likes Bianca, the little mouse.
Mm-hmm. I know who the characters are you're talking about.
I mean, this is in the song.
Oh, Bernard.
Oh, Bernard. And the big idiot seagull.
The albatross?
Yes.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
I love those old, like, Disney.
They're good.
Cartoons.
I miss them, too.
Disney,
yeah, I think that was Disney.
Dude, I try to get.
Look up the 3 fish from The Lorax so we can exit with that.
Oh, like their music? Or?
Yeah. 3 fish singing on Lorax. We're really organized tonight. So Halloween's gonna happen tomorrow. You know what I'm gonna do? I almost don't even want to, like...
Okay, ready?
Oh, ready? So, ladies and gentlemen, to all of those fabulous listeners that are listening, we are going to exit with some amazing music by The Lorax. Hold on one sec. Wait, you got to start over. Start over. Start over. This is our entrance music from now on. That was the best ever. So, ladies and gentlemen.
This girl just asking me if I was singing the Lorax part. No, that wasn't me.
Good night.
Thank you for listening, though. We have 1 extra listener tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Who's 1 extra listener?
I just got a Facebook saying that, you know, like, or like a Facebook message saying, is that you singing the Lorax? We have another listener.
Da-da-da. Okay. Okay, 1 more time. Ready? All right, you guys. Have a good one. Bye.